Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Transportation Module, Unit 5, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand a number of sentences about taking the train. If you feel that you might be rusty on the meaning of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review the target list sentences. If you feel that you understand them all, you should begin learning how to say them. Listen to this first exchange. Mr. Anderson, a foreign service officer from Peking, is visiting in Shanghai. He will soon be leaving Shanghai and would like to arrange a short trip to someplace else.
我也想到南京去看看.
Repeat the word for Nanking.
南京. 南京.
Repeat, I would also like to go see Nanking.
我也想到南京去看看.
You've learned that the verb 看看 means to have a look. Here it means to have a look around, in other words, to sightsee. Repeat again. I would also like to go see Nanking.
我也想到南京去看看.
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I would also like to go see Nanking.
我也想到南京去看看.
Again.
我也想到南京去看看.
The conversation between Mr. Anderson and his guide continues.
你计划哪天去?
明天或是后天去都可以.
Let's take a look at the question first. Repeat the verb to plan.
计划. 计划.
Repeat, what day do you plan to go?
你计划哪天去? 你计划哪天去?
You can figure out where to put the question word 哪天 in this sentence if you think about where the answer might be. A time word like 明天 precedes the verb it modifies, in this case 去, and therefore so does the question word 哪天. How do you say, what day do you plan to go?
你计划哪天去?
Try asking the question again. This time you'll get a reply. What day do you plan to go?
你计划哪天去?
明天或是后天去都可以.
Again.
你计划哪天去?
明天或是后天去都可以.
Now repeat another word for or.
或是. 或是.
This word for or, 或是, is different from the word 还是, which is also translated or. In English, the one word or can be used to mean two different things. First, it can be used to offer two alternatives, only one of which can be chosen, as in, are you working or playing? You can't be doing both. Secondly, there is the or which joins two things, as in, I'm going today or tomorrow, meaning that I'm going sometime in the next 48 hours. The word 或是 is used in this last way. Repeat, I can go tomorrow or the day after.
明天或是后天去都可以.
Another way to explain the difference between 还是 and 或是 is that 还是 is used in questions, while 或是 is used mostly in statements. Repeat the question, are you going tomorrow or the day after?
你明天去还是后天去?
Now repeat the answer.
明天或是后天去都可以.
Notice the change from 还是 to 或是 in the question and answer. Now try answering the question, what day do you plan to go? Say that you can go tomorrow or the day after.
你计划哪天去？
明天或是后天去都可以。
Again.
你计划哪天去？
明天或是后天去都可以。
Now here's a question you might want to ask if you were taking this trip.
上海离南京有多远？
有250多公里。
Repeat the phrase, how far?
有多远？有多远？
Notice that when you're asking how far, you're actually asking something like,has how much distance? Repeat the question, how far is Shanghai from Nanking?
上海离南京有多远？上海离南京有多远？
Since you're talking about one place apart from another place, the prepositional verb to use is 离Not a combination of 从 and 到. How do you say, how far is Shanghai from Nanking?
上海离南京有多远？
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
上海离南京有多远？
有250多公里。
Again.
上海离南京有多远？
有250多公里。
Repeat the word for kilometer.
公里。公里。
Now repeat over 250.
两百五十多，两百五十多。
Repeat over 250 kilometers.
两百五十多公里，两百五十多公里。
Notice that the word 公里 kilometer.Is used without a counter. Repeat, it's over 250 kilometers.
有两百五十多公里。有两百五十多公里。
Try answering the question yourself now. It's over 250 kilometers.
上海离南京有多远？
有两百五十多公里。
Again.
上海离南京有多远？
有两百五十多公里。
Here's another question you might want to ask.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Repeat, how long does it take?
要多少时候？要多少时候？
You've learned that the verb 要 means to want. It can also mean to need. When you want to ask how long something takes in Chinese, you really ask how long it needs. Repeat, how long does it take to go by train?
坐火车要走多少时候？坐火车要走多少时候？
Try saying the question ahead of the speaker. How long does it take to go by train?
坐火车要走多少时候？
Ask the question again. This time you'll get a reply.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Again.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Now let's take a look at the answer. Repeat the word for probably.
大概。大概。
Now repeat the word for hour.
小时。小时。
Repeat 4 hours.
四个小时。四个小时。
Repeat the word for half.
半。半。
Repeat 4.5 hours.
四个半小时。四个半小时。
When you talk about numbers ending in and a half, the word for half, 半, comes after the number and the counter. How would you say 2.5 hours?
两个半小时。两个半小时。
How would you say 1.5 hours?
一个半小时。一个半小时。
Now listen to how you would say 1/2 hour.
半个小时。半个小时。
Notice that in this phrase, 1/2 hour, the word 半 does come before the counter. Repeat 1/2 hour.
半个小时。半个小时。
Repeat, it takes 1/2 hour.
要走半个小时。要走半个小时。
Repeat, it takes 4.5 hours.
要走四个半小时。要走四个半小时。
Repeat, it probably takes 4.5 hours.
大概要走四个半小时。大概要走四个半小时。
Try answering the question yourself now. It probably takes 4.5 hours.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Again.
坐火车要走多少时候？
大概要走四个半小时。
Now the guide has a question for the American. Listen.
你计划在南京住几天？
这是我第一次到南京去，以前没去过。你说两天够不够？
两天够了。
Let's look at the first part of the reply. Repeat one time.
一次。一次。
Repeat the first time.
第一次，第一次。
Repeat, this will be the first time that I've gone to Nanking.
这是我第一次到南京去。这是我第一次到南京去。
Notice that the word for first time.第一次 acts like an adverb. It comes before the prepositional verb and the main verb. How do you say, this will be the first time that I've gone to Nanking?
这是我第一次到南京去。
Now repeat, I haven't gone there before.
以前没去过。 以前没去过。
As you remember, the marker guo means to have had the experience of. How do you say, I haven't gone there before?
以前没去过。
Up until now, you've seen the word 以前, before, with a clause in front of it, as in, 去看朋友以前, before I go to visit a friend. Now you see it can be used alone. When used alone, it simply means in the past. Repeat both sentences now. This will be the first time that I've gone to Nanking. I haven't gone there before.
这是我第一次到南京去,以前没去过。这是我第一次到南京去,以前没去过。
Listen to the last question again.
你说两天够不够?
两天够了。
Repeat the adjectival verb to be enough.
够。够。
Repeat, are 2 days enough?
两天够不够?两天够不够?
Repeat, do you say 2 days are enough?
你说两天够不够?你说两天够不够?
Now you take part in the conversation. I'll give you your lines in English as they come up.
你计划在南京住几天?
This will be the first time I've gone to Nanking.
这是我第一次到南京去。
I haven't gone there before.
以前没去过。
Would you say 2 days are enough?
你说两天够不够?
两天够了。
Now let's take a look at the last answer. Repeat, 2 days are enough.
两天够了。两天够了。
Notice that you use the marker lo for new situation. You use this marker to indicate a change. So what has changed here? The idea is that the amount has become enough.How do you say 2 days are enough?
两天够了。
Try responding to the question now. Answer that 2 days are enough.
你说两天够不够?
两天够了。
Again.
你说两天够不够?
两天够了。
Here are some more questions used when planning a trip. Listen.
每天有几趟车?下午有没有车?我希望下午离开这儿。
13:05有一趟特快。
Repeat the verb to hope.
希望。希望。
Repeat the verb to leave or depart.
离开。离开。
Repeat, I hope to leave here in the afternoon.
我希望下午离开这儿。我希望下午离开这儿。
Take a look at the word order in this sentence. It starts off with 我希望。I hope, which like the phrase 你说 or 你知道, can be followed by a full sentence. Then in the sentence which follows, you have a time word 下午, the verb 离开, and the place word object 这. How do you say, I hope to leave here in the afternoon?
我希望下午离开这儿。
Now repeat the question, how many trains are there each day?
每天有几趟车? 每天有几趟车？
Repeat, are there trains in the afternoon?
下午有没有车？下午有没有车？
How do you say, how many trains are there each day?
每天有几趟车？
How do you say, are there trains in the afternoon?
下午有没有车?
And how do you say, I hope to leave here in the afternoon?
我希望下午离开这儿。
Listen to the guide's reply.
13:05有一趟特快。
You learn that 0 can be a slot filler in money expressions. It can also fill a slot in time expressions as well. Repeat 105.
1:05。1:05。
Now repeat 105 as it's said on the 24-hour clock, that is 13:05.
13:05。13:05。
Repeat the word for express train.
特快。特快。
Repeat, there's an express at 13:05.
13:05有一趟特快。13:05有一趟特快。
The time phrase, as you might expect, comes before the verb. Try saying it ahead of the speaker. There's an express at 13:05.
13:05有一趟特快。
Try responding to the question yourself now. There's an express at 13:05.
每天有几趟车？下午有没有车？我希望下午离开这儿。
13:05有一趟特快。
Again.
每天有几趟车？下午有没有车？我希望下午离开这儿。
13:05有一趟特快。
Now let's review what we've covered on this tape. Put the following sentences from the target list into Chinese. Number 1. I would also like to see Nanking.
我也想到南京去看看。
What day do you plan to go?
你计划哪天去?
Tomorrow or the day after are both possible.
明天或是后天都可以。
Number 2. How far is Shanghai from Nanking?
上海离南京有多远?
It's over 250 kilometers.
有250多公里。
Number 3. How long does it take to go by train?
坐火车要走多少时候?
It probably takes 4.5 hours.
大概要走4.5小时。
Number 4. How long do you plan to stay in Nanking?
你计划在南京住几天?
This will be the first time that I've gone to Nanking. I haven't gone there before.
这是我第一次到南京去,以前没去过。
Would you say 2 days are enough?
你说两天够不够？
2 days are enough.
两天够了。
Number 5. I hope to leave here in the afternoon.
我希望下午离开这儿。
There's an express at 1305.
13:05有一趟特快。
This is the end of the tape. End of Transportation Module Unit 5, Production Tape 1.